Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 11. Psalter number 11, stanzas 1 through 4. O Jehovah, hear my words. To my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God. I will make my prayer to thee. 1 through 4 of Psalter 11.
Thank you. Scripture reading for this morning can be found in the book of Judges and thereof chapter 10. Judges chapter 10. And after Abimelech, there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir in the Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died and was buried in Shamir. And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities which are called Hathmar unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Canaan. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of the children of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel. 18 years all the children of Israel that were on the other side Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Baalim." And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? The Zidonians also, and the Amalekites and the Moabites, did oppress you, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, "We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day." And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead, and the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, "What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Thus far our scripture reading.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-knowing, but also all-sufficient God of the heavens and of the earth, to whom we are commanded and called to approach, that we may lay all our needs before thee, and then in a special way, in this day set aside by us, that we may cease a moment in the beginning of a new season for consideration from where all our blessings must come and our own inability to provide. Wilt thou give us then in this morning hour and in this day in a special way the spirit of grace and of supplications that we may learn as we have heard already out of thy word to cry, that we may learn to cry unto thee who art the most high God, and who art able to give unto us what we are not able to give unto ourselves. And when we have gathered last evening already in thy house, then thy servant has laid before thee all our needs which we have both for time and for eternity. For as we have heard, and then we cannot make one seed to sprout, to give forth roots into the ground, to bring forth a stem and to bring forth fruit. We cannot give unto ourselves even the strength that is necessary that we may do our labors, that we may go forth to sow the fields. Lord, then we ask it of thee once again in this morning hour in a special way concerning the season that lies before us. If it could please thee that thou would be willing to look upon us in thy mercy and to give unto us bread and water, to give unto us the blessing upon the labors of our hands, each one of us, the farmers in the fields, and those that labor in other occupations in this world. Lord, we cannot grant the blessing, we can only try to build. Wilt thou supply for all the needs in this time, which we so often take for granted? For our eyes are dim to behold all that thou dost provide in the needs of our bodies, in the needs of the upholding of this world, in the needs of families, of fathers and of mothers. Then there are so many things that we are taking for granted day after day. And when thou wilt open our eyes for this or for that, and then for a moment we are filled with awe and with wonder, and then we go on again. Lord, could it please thee to impress then upon our hearts our great dependence upon thee, and that we may live not only in such a day as this, but day by day in that feeling realization that we need thee, that we could not let thee go, but that it may also be and not only for the needs of the body, for which we have a little realization, but may it be that our hearts are drawn unto thyself. That our hearts may be taken up with thy goodness, that our hearts may be broken with all thy gifts and blessings, that we may learn to turn again. That our souls may be drawn, that we may run after thee, that thy goodness may lead us to a true repentance, that our hearts may begin to hunger for another food, that we may thirst for the water of life, which alone can come from thee, then also those means need to be given unto us in the season that lies before us. And, O Lord, we beseech thee, and may it be in a special way in this morning hour for our own need as thy servant. Lord, thou hast called us to this work, and thou hast sent us also to this our flock, and thou knowest all that has transpired in the year that has gone by. O Lord, we do wait upon thee, and thou givest an increase, and we so may acknowledge thee. And now we ask of thee, Lord, in a special way, if it may be in this day, for the season that lies before us, that thou may increase our strength and our ability, that we may be able to go more and more once again before our flock, that we may be able to go in and out among them, that we may be able to meet them at their own places once again, that we may be able to sow the seed, that it may also be sanctified and blessed by thee. Remember the consistory as they labor also in this work. Wilt thou bless the means, O Lord, if we cannot give that seed to grow in the natural ground? Then how shall we give that seed should grow in a spiritual way? Could it please thee then to look down from heaven, thy dwelling place, and to have mercy upon us as a congregation, and in the season that lies before us, which is a short season, for our life that is as a vapor that appeareth and quickly it is gone, and then it will be, if thou wilt give it a little season again, and when thy word will be sown in our midst, if thou wilt give it. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thy blessing may rest upon it, that seed, oh, that it may fall into a well-prepared ground, and that it may take root downward. Oh, Lord, that is what we ask of thee. Oh, for the roots to shoot downward, for thou knowest our hearts and also the day in which we live. Oh, then there is so much superficiality in religion, but we need thy grace. Oh, may the roots go downward, and then we may not know of them in the midst of this our flock. But one day, then it will also begin to appear upon the surface. Oh, one day there shall also then be a little leaf that shall begin to show forth itself amidst the families, amidst the congregation. And Lord, this is now the blessing that we cannot do without upon our journey to that great eternity. Oh, we beseech it of thee, Lord, and when thou wilt come from thy sight, and when in all our impossibilities thou wouldst look upon young and old together, remember all the needy ones, which have many difficulties and troubles, trials and tribulations in this world. It is on account of our own sin. All our sins rise up against us, prevailing day by day, and they make us so unworthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth that thou hast shown unto us to this very moment. much less that we may ask of thee another blessing. But, Lord, take reasons out of thyself and cause us to return again. Supply for the needy ones who cannot supply for themselves in this world, the widows, widowers, and orphans, the afflicted, the sick ones, and all those that are destitute, all those that are oppressed in the midst of this world. All we ask of thee also for our families. All give to fathers and to mothers that faithfulness to bring up our children in the fear of thy name, and that in the season that lies before us, then what the devil is trying to sow in the midst of our families, the tares amongst the wheat, that we may indeed receive from thee that faithfulness and that diligence to put away all that can distract from thy service, that we may receive daily from thee that impression that we are traveling with our children to eternity, that it may weigh upon us, and that our children also may see what is that one thing that is needful, that even the lawful things in this world, they can be such a distraction. Give us then faithfulness in thy sight, the ability and the grace in our hearts to walk in that simple way according to thy word of truth. Remember our school also in a special way, for thou knowest what is now come upon us, when the expenses are now going to increase, when we will not more receive some of the support from our government, Lord, then more will be necessary. Oh, could it please thee then to help us, Lord, to bear up under these burdens, and may thou give us the desire, the longing, and the ability. Wilt thou supply for our teachers day by day? Look upon our youth, bind them to thy truth and to thy word, and give them in the days of their youth to see the vanity of all that is of this world. Do look upon each and every one of thy servants in the season that lies before us. Lord, increase their number, could it please thee, in this coming season. Remember our theological school. Could it please thee to open the doors once again, after so many long years, that there may come sowers, Lord, that there may come sowers, those who in themselves are unable, but those who are converted and called and sent forth by thee to dip into the seed of thy word, and to simply cast it forth amongst the congregations. Could it please thee then, Lord, to remember us in mercy and give an increase upon mission fields and all over this world. Do look upon us also then in the government of this country. Could it please thee to look on them also, and to give them the true and tender fear of thy name, that they may walk in accordance with all thy word and thy testimonies, that we may return again to thy commandments, that they may be placed amongst the judges of our land in our courts, that there may be a righteous judgment, And wilt thou so bless us as nations on this continent? Wilt thou look on us in this day, in this morning hour? Lord, help us. Oh, give to us a little freedom. Give to us a little liberty. Give to us the strength that is necessary in our body. And the spirit of thee to move us to speak. And the spirit of thee to move amongst the congregation. And could it please thee, oh, to take an arrow, Lord, an arrow in this morning hour out of thy heavenly quiver, and to shoot it, that it may go in between the joints of the harness in this hour, in the heart of young or old, all of us together, that we may learn to weep before thee. Remember us then and be among us feelingly and believingly for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 88, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. There is only one collection today, that is for our school. The Lord I will at all times bless. In praise my mouth employ, and my soul shall in Jehovah boast. The meek shall hear with joy. And what follows in Psalter number 88, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour you can find in the chapter which was read to you, Judges chapter 10. And our text is the 16th verse, Judges 10, verse 16. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. So far, the words of our text. Israel's prayer day, which we wish to consider in three thoughts. First, a conscience confession. We find that in verse 10. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam." A conscience confession. Second, a searching question, which we find in verse 11. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines?" Thus, a searching question. And last, a moving act, which we find in the words of our text in 16, "And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel." Thus, Israel's prayer day, first, a conscience confession. Second, a searching question. And third, a moving act. Congregation, where are we? You say we are in the house of God. Is that right? And why are we here? There is no school children. It is not Sunday. And there is no school. And we are in the house of God. Why are we here? Well, you say, it is prayer day. It is prayer day. We have such a day. One time, one day, every year, that we may pray. Is that so? Is that so? Prayer day. What is that? To pray. Prayer. Yeah. What is that? To pray. Say, well, that is to supplicate. Yeah, that is to supplicate unto God. Is that right? Is that right? That means that you have come here this morning to ask for something. Is that right? That we have come here to ask for something? For what? What do we want to ask for? Yeah. We want to ask for food. We want to ask for drink. We want to ask for clothing. What else? Many things. Shelter. Prosperity. Yeah. We can go on and on. Is that right? That we want to ask for these things? Why do we want to ask? Why? Yeah. We want to ask, you say, because, well, we cannot give these things to ourselves. No? Is that so? Food, drink. Yeah. You heard it last night. Can't put a seed in the ground. Cannot make it to root. So we need to ask, whom? Who do we want to ask? Yeah. We want to ask God. Is that right? Is that what we come here for? God. Who is that? God. Do you know him? God. Who is God? Yeah. Who is God? Well, he is my maker. Yeah, I read that. That's right. I read that. Genesis 1 and 2. God is my maker. God is my creator. I read that. Yes. He made all the world. He made all the animals. And then he made man. He made me. God. My maker. And not only my maker, but I read else something else. Also, he is my provider. Read that too. Genesis 1 and 2. Beautiful garden. Has given everything that is necessary, food and drink, supplied all. Yes, that is why we ask God. I read that. Is that so? Yes, I read that in Genesis 1 and in Genesis 2. Is that so? And what about Genesis 3? What do you read there? Genesis 3. Yeah. What do we read there? Yeah, there I read about the fall. There I read about about sin. There I read that we have turned our back to God? There I read that I have rebelled against him. Is that so? Is that so? And you still want to ask? You still ask? Food, drink, clothing, shelter, blessing, prosperity. That is the kind of request that we read here in this chapter. It is the request of whom? Of Israel. To whom? To God. For what? For help. Why? Well, because they have enemies. Because there are Philistines. Because there are Ammonites. That is what we read. And what do we read of their request? And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam." Is that their request? Do you hear a request, their children? What is their request? And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, "We have sinned, saying, 'We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam.'" Is there a request there? Say they do not even state a request. You have to infer their request. You have to know the circumstances that you may know this request. What is it? It is actually a confession. It is a confession. Thus, you do not even read the request expressed in the Bible. Instead of the request, there is a confession. And why? Do they have a request? Yes, they are in trouble. They have a great need. But their conscience that is bothering them. Their conscience is bothering them. They do not dare ask. That's maybe the way it is for you too sometimes, boys and girls, young people. When you are going in a way that you know that your father, your mother is so grieved with you. You know it. And you continue in that way. Do you then at that time turn and ask your father or for your mother for a favor? Don't do that. No, you don't dare to do that. The relation is not so good at that moment. And indeed, congregation, so it is also here with Israel. That is what we read here. And the children of Israel, did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of the children of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served him not. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. That relation was not so good. And now the conscience of the children of Israel that is testifying against them, that is speaking, they say, yes, our affliction, that is our own fault. They don't dare to ask. No, they feel that they have to do something else before they ask. What is that? We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam. Congregation, how is it with us today? It is prayer day. And we come here to ask. We want a blessing. We want a blessing. We want food, and we want drink and clothing and shelter and all the blessings of this world. We want to ask them of God. But how is the relation between us and the Lord? Does our conscience testify to us in this morning hour that perhaps there is something else that we need to do first? The Lord Jesus, he says, if you bring your gift to the altar and there you remember that your brother has something against you, then leave your gift there at that altar and go first and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer thy gift. If that is so now, between us and our brother, in order that our gift may be acceptable unto the Lord, or how much more when that relation is now broken, when the Lord himself has so much against us, and we are now going to ask of him a gift. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam. Our second thought, a searching question. What is that? And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? What does the Lord do? The Lord begins to speak to the children of Israel about their past. About their past. To show them their past. To open unto them their past. Did the Lord ever open unto us our past? The Lord points to former deliverances. Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines, the Zidonians also, and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and ye cried unto me, and I delivered you out of their hand. the Lord reminds them of all the times that he has delivered them. The Lord reminds them of all the blessings that he has already given unto them. When? When does the Lord remind them of this? The Lord reminds them of this when they are asking for a new blessing. The Lord reminds them of this in that very time that they are asking him for a new favor. Is that not what we do today? We ask the Lord for a new favor. And now in the way of his providence, out of his word, then the Lord will remind us of something. Congregation, what about the former times? Did I not give you food? Did I not give you drink? Did I not give you clothing? Did I not give you shelter? Did I not give you prosperity? Did I not give you blessing after blessing? Time after time, last year, and the year before, and the year before, and how old are you? 5 years old. 5 years now, and 10 years, and 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 80, 90 years. Have I multiplied my blessings? You have asked, and I have given. And then what does the Lord do? What does the Lord lay before them? He lays before them their conduct, what they have done with the blessing that he has given to them formerly. What does he say? You cried unto me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and have served other gods. That is, congregation, the accusation of the Lord. Do you know what the Lord says to his people? He says to his people, you wanted the blessings. You wanted the deliverances, and you did not want me. And with those blessings, with those deliverances, you have turned your back to me. You have gone your own way, time after time after time. The Lord says there is nothing changed. Nothing changed from paradise. Nothing changed from Adam when he, with all the blessings, has rejected me. And then you are my covenant people. You have done this also before all the nations of this world. After I have blessed you. We read in Jeremiah something similar later. Thus saith the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? And so on. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are no gods? Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And so we read also here. The Zidonians also, and the Amalekites and the Maonites that oppress you, ye cried unto me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. What does he say? You wanted the benefits. You wanted the benefits. But you had no desire for the benefactor. How is it? That was Israel. And when the Lord comes to us today, and when he shows us all the seasons that have gone by, how is it? Don't have to answer me. We have each to answer to the Lord. He is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He comes with the same complaints. He comes with the same accusations. So what have we done? Children, be honest. Only go back to last year. Not only children, us. Heard that last night, one of the elders, farmer, many of the other places, United States, drought, and we, prosperity, good season, that is true, And then what? Then we left the Lord in his place. That was good enough. That we may receive the blessings from his hand. Do you know what the Lord says to his people? He says, wherefore, I will deliver you no more. The Lord says, I am done. I am finished. When this is the way that you are going to deal, year after year, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. Go now, cry to Baal. Go now, cry to Molech. See if Baal and Molech can bring deliverance from all your enemies. Who have we chosen? The world? The world with all the blessings? What does the Lord say? Go then to the world. Go then. See if the world now this year can give you food and drink. Have you chosen the devil? You want to walk in his service? Have then this day a prayer service to Satan. Go. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Congregation, what is prayer? What is prayer? Prayer is part of communion. It is part of communion. When you will have communion, children, with a friend, then there are two parts. Then you listen to him, and he listens to you. Two parts. That is communion. What is prayer? Prayer is one part of communion. That is, that man speaks unto God, that God hears man. It's one part of communion. Is that not a wonder? That God will hear man? But there is another part. That is what the Lord says. There is another part. The other part of that communion is when man may hear the Lord. And what does the Lord say to his people? You want me to listen to you. You want me to hear you. But you do not want to hear me. I speak in my word. And you do not want to hear my word. I have given unto you my commandments, and you do not want to hear my commandments. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. Congregation, there comes an end. There comes an end to the patience and to the long suffering of the Lord. All the mercies that the Lord has shown to us in all the years gone by, they had a purpose. They had a purpose. What was their purpose? What do you think, young people? What was the purpose that the Lord has given to us? Food and drink. You say that's that we may stay alive. The Lord says something different. We read the Apostle Paul, he speaks to the Romans, and he says, despisest thou the riches and the forbearance of God, do you despise those riches? Do you despise his long suffering? Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to what? You know? To repentance. To repentance. Thus, all those blessings have one end. All those blessings that we have received have one purpose. That is to lead us to repentance. To repentance. How is it? With everything that we have received, has the goodness of God led us to repentance? To turn unto him? To desire him? To love him? To seek him? To search for him with all our heart? Let us sing. 2:13. 7-10, Jehovah was wroth because they forgot to hope in their God and trusted him not. Yet gracious, he opened the doors of the sky and rained down the manna in richest supply. 7-10 of 213. our last thought, a moving act. What do we read? And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. That is something. Speaks here about the soul of God. Does God have a soul? God does not have a soul as you and I have a soul. The Lord Jesus Christ today has a soul as you and I. But at the time that this was, then Christ also had no soul as you and I, for he was not yet a man. Thus, what does it mean? And then it is speaking about the inner being of God, the soul of God, what we would say is the passions, the emotions, the inner feelings of God, as if God was moved to pity, that his emotions were stirred, that his pity was aroused, that his bowels were moved as Joseph's bowels were moved upon his brethren. That is in itself impossible. God is not changeable. But then he speaks as a man for our understanding. And then we read here that it seems like there is a great change, because first the Lord, he says, I will deliver you no more. The Lord says, I am finished. It is too late. That sentence that is gone out. And then we read, his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. His heart that is burning with compassion for his people. No, there is no change in God, but there is a change in his actions. And we read here of how that the Lord is expressing this. But what is it? What is that thing that is also represented here as moving God? That is, congregation, not a mere supplication. No, we read that Israel has cried unto the Lord. We read that Israel has confessed unto the Lord. They said unto the Lord, we have sinned against thee. And what does the Lord do? Is the Lord moved? No. No. He begins to search them out. He begins to uncover their hypocrisy. He begins to say, as it were, what do you mean when you say that we have sinned? He begins to accuse them. You have not sought me. You have only sought for the benefits. What does the Lord say? It is not enough. Your talk is easy. It is easy. Is it not, children? We can say that so easy. Eh? Even Saul chasing David. And then he says, I have sinned. Oh, we can say that so easy. But it was not true. And we read here, even the children of Israel, they confess again, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee this day. Thus they add to it. They say, Lord, we deserve to be punished. Thou canst punish us howsoever that thou wilt. But congregation, it is not enough. When do we read, his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel? Listen to this, children. Young people, listen. When do we read this? We read it after this. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. Thus, the scriptures, the holy scriptures, they represent this as the moving act, the act which moved the bowels of God, that he would hear their supplication, that he would have pity on them, not their mere words, no, but their deed. Is it really so? No, no. There is nothing outside of God that can move him. God is only moved from within himself. And yet, it is the representation of God himself for our sakes, that the Lord may show to us what we must do. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Congregation, it is prayer day. And what does the Lord say in his word? The Lord says, you may pray and pray and pray and pray. But that is not enough. We can read in the Bible, there was a time that Joshua, the son of Nun, fell on his face to the earth with rent clothes before the ark of the Lord, with all the elders of Israel, until the eventide. And do you know what the Lord said to him? Do you know? The Lord said to him, get thee up. Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus with thy face upon the earth? Get thee up. Will the Lord not have him to pray? Are we not taught to pray in our need? Certainly. But the Lord said no. And why not? Because there is a sin. And that sin that has to first be taken out of the way. And when it is not, then you can pray and pray and pray and pray, but I will not hear you. Congregation, the Lord does not accept mere words. There was a time also for a deed. There was a time also for an action. There was something that had to be done. What does the Bible say? By their fruits ye shall know them. And it is by the fruits of our life that the sincerity of our heart may be evident by the fruits of our life. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. What do you think? Was that true in the life of all the children of Israel? Was it a heart-turning? Oh, I don't think so. For many of them, it was just outward. But even that outward turning that has procured for them the outward blessings. Oh, how is it for us now? It is prayer day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Congregation, oh, do you feel something of our hypocrisy? We come to ask the Lord today, don't we? Come to ask the Lord, Lord, give to us all the blessings. And we think about the natural blessings in a special way, but we heard also about the spiritual blessings last evening. Thus we ask, and we choose Satan for our God. Then we come in the house of God. Nice shoot on. We hide our heart. And we ask the Lord to bless us. Jeroboam sent his wife to the prophet of the Lord in disguise. In disguise. Read about it when you go home, children. Jeroboam said to his wife, "Don't dress up like the wife of the king. Dress up like another woman and go to the prophet of the Lord." Why? Oh, his conscience. He knew he was a wicked man. Could not ask the Lord something. He knew it. And what happened? "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou to be another?" The Lord knew who she was. Lord knows who we are too when we choose other gods and we come to ask a blessing of him. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Congregation, what does that mean for us to put away strange gods? What are they? The idols. That is maybe different for every one of us, for you, for me. Children, oh, what are those things that we love more than God? Is there something that you love more than God? Girls, maybe you have some dolls. You say, "I can't wait to go home from church because then I can play with them." Or your bicycle boys. or your car, young people, or your business, or your home, or honor, or power, or all kinds of things. Each one, by nature, and sometimes and often, also after received grace, the gods, the strange gods. O congregation, could it be that the Lord was moved, as it were, by us as a people who went to our own place and who may put away our strange gods? Oh, that we may learn to seek the benefactor more than all the benefits. Then we will receive the benefits still. But then our soul shall be satisfied. We'll be satisfied with the benefactor. Then his name is also going to receive all the honor and all the glory. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we ask of thee for an arrow. Lord, could it be an arrow in this hour to strike into the heart of this one or of that one, as we do leave the house of God? All we read in thy word that it repented the Lord, that he has made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Oh, send that arrow into the heart of each and every one of us. May it be for the first or by renewal. Oh, turn us, Lord, and we shall be turned. Save us, and we shall be saved. Forgive what was sinful and amiss in thy holy sight, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 137, 5 and 6. Behold, if I should hungry grow, I would not tell my need to thee. For all the world itself is mine, and all its wealth belongs to me. Why should I aught of thee receive? My hunger, my thirst, or hunger to relieve. 5 and 6 of 137. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord lift, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.